Basically, we live in unprecedented times. I've compiled a few statistics for you, but I'm asking for you to consider an emergency hazard pay authorization for the police department. I propose a monthly adjustment of $500 per month to the 9 VCPD patrol staff. That would be the sergeants and the officers that are in the field and answering calls every day, not the office staff or administrative staff. Total monthly budget cost to that would be about $4,500, and I'm hoping to be able to pay for that through the officer vacancies that we've had, the 3 officers vacancies. I believe so far we've saved about $32,800 this year by not paying those 3 officers. I'm hoping to get an authorization right now of just the first 3 months, say that's March 15th to April 15th, April to May, and then right now May to June 15th. And then maybe we could readdress it in the future if the COVID-19 crisis lingers or at the level that it was for April, March, April, and May. A few statistics. Somebody asked me to bring a few because at times I've said that our calls for service have gone up, and I wanted to just bring a little bit of numbers to that in the actuality. I did some comparisons of our statistics March 15th to today of 2020 versus March 15th of 2019 until May 19th of 2019. In the 2019, our domestic violence calls, we had 19 calls of domestic violence. That was 10.6% of our calls. While in 2020, since the COVID crisis, 17.7% of our calls versus that 10.6% have been domestic violence related. Domestic violence is one of the most dangerous calls for a police officer to go to. Many times somebody knows they're going to jail, they may lose their hunting privileges. It's one of those, if you're contentious enough to hit your housemate, you're probably contentious enough to try to fight with cops. The other one that I've talked about was the DUIs that have been up. I put this into a substance abuse related, all different types of things, which is detox, which is drug calls, DUI calls. In 2019, for the same period, it was about 6% of our calls, and so far during the COVID crisis in 2020, it's been 16% of our calls. So domestic violence and DUI has been about 33.7% of our calls that we get daily on a daily basis. Lots of other things happen, of course, but those are the two biggest indicators where I feel like we can justify the idea that our officers right now are participating in a more hazardous environment. That's beyond the COVID worries.
How about the total volume of calls?
Our total volume of calls have like our case reports, things that are an actual crime. In 2019, that period, we had 178, and in this one, we only had 118. So we went down by 60. However, a lot of our traffic stops have slowed down. A lot of, you know, we're 3 officers down. We haven't been making a lot of arrests for warrants and things like that because the jail just can't take as many people because of the crisis.
Okay.
Another quick one, and I had to verify this 2 times when I first saw it, but so far during the COVID crisis, we've lost 106 police officers due to COVID-19. Last year total, we had 146 killed in the line of duty. So just in the few months that we've had COVID-19 around, we've just about matched our entire line of duty deaths just in COVID. That's a police officer that gets COVID and dies. That's not counting how many are out of work or how many families have brought it home or how many family members may have died. So for those reasons, sober reasons, I just ask for your consideration in that $500 to let our police officers know that we appreciate their stepping up in this time of crisis.
So today we would be looking at the request from when until when?
I believe the governor's declaration of an emergency was around March 15th, somewhere in that week. So I was just going based on calendar months from that point on, March 15th to April 15th, and then April to May, May to June 15th.
And we'll reassess?
We'll reassess after that June 15th. Bring the request back if you guys feel like, if you feel like it, or if, you know, hopefully things are, we're getting around the corner, I believe.
Keep us informed. And for those people listening, this is reaffirm that this is coming from the current police department budget.
Yes, current funds that we already have.
Mm-hmm. Any comments or questions? Jeff, anything?
Yeah, I don't really think we do because it's raising everybody's chances of getting sick. Mine have gone up because I work in hospitals. Dewey's has gone up because his wife works in a hospital. It isn't any different for anybody else. So my opinion is no officers joined the force knowing it was going to be high risk. So my opinion is no, but that's my opinion.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Okay, anything else? Any motions?
I make a motion to approve his police chief's request for hazard pay.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, please call the roll.
Commissioner Powell?
Aye.
Commissioner Bishop?
Aye.
Commissioner Erickson?
Nay.
Commissioner Magnuson?
Aye.
President Carlsworth?
Aye.